Alan, good morning.
Good morning.
You survived the attack, Alan. This must have been a very difficult weekend for you.
It always is, but it was made 100 times worse by seeing a public representative on TV gloating over the 10 boys that I seen dying. And for the gloat over that is just beyond the pale.
You have absolutely no consideration at all towards the argument that he may have been acting the leg and a terribly unfortunate incident has arisen from it.
Look, I've listened to him on different radio programs, on TV, and he's very astute person. He's a very clever man. He knew exactly what he was doing. I don't know when the video was taken, but they posted 4 minutes into the anniversary of King's Mill. It was calculated. It was cruel. It was depraved. And I've been sick ever since because I had the idea that we were moving on, however slowly, but we were moving on. And this just brought me right back. And the rest of the families have been re-traumatised as well. So there's just absolutely no excuse for it.
His offer to come and meet you or meet other people affected, there's a suggestion from Malachy O'Doherty that's added, indeed, insult to injury, but may he have been well-founded in that offer?
Oh, not at all. Why on earth would I want to meet with a man who was gloating over the deaths of my 10 friends and who's caused so much hurt to my family? Why would I want to meet him? You know, it's just beyond the pale. I just would not, under any circumstances, meet with him.
You expect Sinn Féin, and lots of people who are commenting on this, expect Sinn Féin to basically sack him today. Is that what you're calling for?
Well, I'm not political in any way. I don't go into politics at all. I have no time for it. This is purely a personal hurt that he has inflicted on me and the rest of the King's Mill families, and for no good reason. I mean, if he was retaliating about something that someone else said, it's just yaboo politics, you know. It's completely wrong on every level.
Would it help in any way if, as a result of what's happening today, representatives of Sinn Féin finally condemned the people who were involved in the massacre that took your friends' lives?
Well, they're never going to do that. They're never, ever going to do that. So, it'll not be in my lifetime if they do, put it that way, because they can't condemn the King's Mill massacre for the simple reason that they took part in it.
And in the meantime, you'd be thinking of your friends and their families first and foremost over these few days.
Well, it's been very, very hurtful. And Bessbrook as a whole is hurting. And I've got loads of friends in Bessbrook. And I was up to the paper this morning and I was speaking to some of them. And they are all horrified. They are all horrified. So I don't care what happens to Barry McDuff. I really don't. But for to come out and mock the boys that I seen dying, a 17-year-old, 19-year-old apprentice, Robert Chambers, calling for his mummy and being shot, and then to watch an elected representative come on and gloat over their deaths. It's just a sickening feeling. It really is sickening.
Alan, really appreciate you coming on the programme this morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay, you're welcome.
So Alan Black, one of the survivors, the only person apart from the one individual who was allowed to leave before the shooting started, Alan Black, who was caught in the gunfire that particular day 42 years ago and lost all his friends in that work minibus.